Can you imagine what it was like at the crucifixion? Not merely just to remember what you were there, but remember what it was like for the Romans. The Roman soldiers that were there thought they were just signing up for whatever you might believe a routine crucifixion is. This minor religious figure is arrested by the local religious authorities, and you're just out to take him out to crucify him for fun. And about noon, a sun goes away in an eclipse. Now, the Romans are a superstitious people, and you got to imagine that the centurions, the soldiers, started to, And then, at 3 in the afternoon, when he finally dies, there's an earthquake. Earthquake rocks the whole countryside. Probably tells you something. One of the soldiers is recorded as having said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." Of course, this is the Lord responding to the mockery of the cross with the mockery of the devil. That who recognizes the Son of God but this pagan, this non-believer? And God has established with these signs and wonders a perpetual memorial, a new monument, a monument that's only going to stand for 6 hours, short-lived, but its effects will ripple throughout all of time and eternity. The monument of the cross, of death, destruction, pain, blood, suffering, becomes the tree of life, the antidote for the trespass that had happened with the knowledge of tree of good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The cross is replaced by the Easter candle. Death replaced with life, light replaced with darkness, suffering and cruelty replaced with generosity. And the Lord has it all here for every one of us. For Jesus, it was the end, consummation of everything, what he had accomplished. But for us, it is only just the beginning. For him, it's suffering, pain, death. But for you, it's salvation. For you, it's healing. For you, it's restoration. This marvelous exchange where the one-time monument of the cross, all those Passovers, are now completed and tied together with the definitive Passover and now the memorial that's going to follow after and after and after and after. Jesus Christ was only on the cross for about 6 hours, and yet it changed everything. So now in your life, 6 hours, what comes next?